Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our literature unit as we approach the end of October and we get closer and closer to Halloween.
Ooh.
But today in our literature unit, we're going to be talking about a book about life down south in the USA, especially for a black woman living in the American South. And our featured novel, let's see, what is the title of our novel for today?
Their eyes were watching God. As we always do, guys, we're going to talk about the theme or the story, not the theme, the plot of the story of the book first. Day two, we're going to talk about the author herself, and then we're going to talk about the theme. So let's get going here. We're going to first read through day one, and then we'll be back.
Janie Crawford has had her fair share of ups and downs. As a black woman living in the American South in the early 20th century, she has a hard life. After her mother abandons her, Janie is raised by her grandmother. She wants to marry Janie off to a reliable man who will pay for her needs. This idea doesn't sit well with Janie, so she runs off with a charismatic man,named Jody. They move to another town where Jody becomes mayor and the area's most successful landlord. Janie isn't satisfied with her life, however. Jody won't allow her to interact with the townspeople because he feels they're too poor. He wants Janie to submit to his orders so he can boost his image. After 20 years of living this way, Janie finally snaps. She berates Jody in public,and embarrasses him. In response, he beats her badly. After this ordeal, their marriage breaks down, and Jody falls ill. When he dies, Janie feels a sense of freedom and relief. Shortly after Jody's death, Janie falls in love with a younger man nicknamed Tea Cake. This shocks many townspeople who believe Tea Cake is using Janie for her money.Janie doesn't care, though. She sells Jody's properties and moves back to her hometown with Tea Cake. He becomes a popular figure there thanks to his wit and kind nature. 2 years later, a powerful hurricane sweeps through town. During the storm, Tea Cake is bitten by a dog and contracts rabies. The disease makes Tea Cake mentally ill, and he believes that Janie is cheating on him.When he attacks her, Janie is forced to kill him in self-defense. Afterward, she is found not guilty of murder in a trial. Although the townspeople gossip about her, Janie feels at peace with herself and the decisions she has made in her life.
Okay, let's take a look at the title here of our article, A Woman's Struggle for Independence and Equality. This title kind of tells us what their eyes were watching God, the plot at least involves or is based on. It's a woman, and we know her name is Janie Crawford, and she really does want to be independent, and she's struggling for it. It's not easy. Actually, back then, for all women, it was tough. Women weren't very independent at this period of time in America. And equality refers to being equal in terms of your status and opportunities that are offered to you and your rights especially. So she really struggles for this, and it sounds like she doesn't really overcome some of the obstacles in her path. At least Janie didn't.
That's right. Janie Crawford is the main character, the protagonist in our featured novel, Their Eyes Were Watching God, by the American author Zora Neale Hurston. So let's summarize the novel for you now in day one. Janie Crawford has had her fair share of ups and downs.、Mm-hmm. Here we've got a phrase, to have your fair share of something. That means you basically have something that you normally get in life. People normally get these sorts of things. And lots of us have the ups and downs in life, okay, which means there are good times and there are bad times. We all have those ups and downs. Poor people have them. Rich people have them. We all have them. And I guess we all have our fair share, what we should get, of the highs and the lows of life.
Now, she's a black woman living in the American South in the early 20th century, and she has a hard life. Now, I think the blacks who lived in the North at this point in American history had more freedom and independence. But if you were down South, it was tough. That's where the plantations had been. And before the Civil War, blacks were actually enslaved. So they were working on those plantations. A lot of the white Americans at this point were still not very happy about the blacks being given their freedom. And there was a lot of abuse going on with, especially with a group called the Ku Klux Klan, bad people. So she was living in the American South in the early 20th century, and it wasn't easy at that point. After her mother abandons her, Janie is raised by her grandmother. We find out her grandmother's name is Nanny, which is kind of cute. If you abandon something or someone, you leave it completely. Most of us have seen cars that have been abandoned. The driver has gotten out and just walked away. Maybe they can't drive it anymore because the engine has some sort of problem, and they just leave it behind. If you abandon a child, it's much worse. You're walking away from that child. You're refusing to take care of it, either, you know, a baby or maybe a child before they have reached adulthood. So her grandmother has to step in and raise her because her mother no longer wants the responsibility.
Her mother ran off, maybe moved to another town. She did not want the responsibility of the baby, so she abandoned young Janie. So Janie grew up with her grandmother, and the grandmother, she wants to marry Janie off to a reliable man who will pay for her needs. So the grandmother thinks, yes, all you got to do is find a reliable man, a rich guy with a stable job and stuff like that, someone who's reliable, who's responsible, who's not a drug addict or gambles all the time or whatever. Yeah, find yourself a good man, a reliable man. So in this phrase, we have the word marry off. Marry off in this sense means that she wants Janie to get married and then be with that man and no longer live with her so that she can no longer be the grandmother's responsibility. Yeah, grandmother's raising kids, that's a tough job, you know, so I don't blame her for wanting Janie to marry a rich guy, a reliable guy, who will pay for her needs, who will take care of her, and it will be a steady life for her.
That's right. I just wanted to mention, we wouldn't use marry off if it's the person talking about getting married. It's somebody else in that person's life who has authority over the person. They want to marry them off to someone. And nowadays, most of us get to pick who we want to marry. And usually we want to marry someone we fall in love with. But she wants Janie to have a stable, steady life. She's not really concerned about whether Janie loves this guy. She wants to have Janie marry or not. Well, most young people don't like that sort of thing. They want to pick their own husband or wife. And it says this idea doesn't sit well with Janie. If an idea doesn't sit well with you, it means you don't like it. You feel uncomfortable. Ooh, I don't like this. So Janie does what a lot of people would have done if they'd been in her shoes. And she decides to run off with a really charismatic man named Jody. If you have charisma, you've got a great personality. People like to hang out with you. People are drawn to you. There's something about you that makes you really attractive to other people. It doesn't have to be good looks. It could just be a really great personality.
And someone who knows how to say the things you want to hear. This guy is charismatic. He's got a great personality. People like him when they hear him talk. So they move to another town where Jody becomes mayor and the area's most successful landlord. So, hey, this guy is pretty successful too here. He actually becomes the mayor of the town. The mayor, of course, is the leader of the city governments. Like here in Taipei, it's Kowinja. Chenju is the mayor of Kaohsiung, for example. And so he's the mayor of this other town. And he's also a very successful landlord, which means he owns a lot of property.
Yeah, a property can be land without buildings on it or land with buildings. So we all know our landlords here in Taipei. They're the person you pay rent to, right? That's your landlord. Janie isn't satisfied with her life, however. That's not enough for her. Even though she did think that Jody was great, she ran off with him and he's got political power. That would seem to be pretty appealing to a lot of people, but she's not satisfied with her life. We're going to find out more about Jody and Janie and their lives together and what happens. But first, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听 English Digest， 我是 Trevor。今天我们要阅读的文章是文学单元的第一天课程。今天要介绍的小说叫 Their Eyes Were Watching God， 中文名称叫做他们眼望上苍。这本长篇小说被改编成电影，由曾经得过奥斯卡最佳女主角奖的荷莉贝瑞饰演女主角，相当受到欢迎。文章的第一段提到，小说中的女主角 Jenny Crawford 是一名美国黑人女性，她的祖母希望她嫁给一位有钱人，但她却和一名叫做 Jody 的黑人男性私奔。我们看到第一段的第一句， Jenny Crawford has had her fair share of ups and downs。珍妮·克劳佛经历了太多波折起伏。这句有一个名词片语 ups and downs， 意思就是盛衰起伏。英文中常有用 and 来连接两个对立的字而形成的片语，例如 pros and cons， pros P-R-O-S， cons C-O-N-S， 意思就是利与弊或优缺点。例如 before you make any decisionYou had better evaluate the pros and cons of it. 在你做任何决定之前，你最好衡量其中的利与弊。另外还有 high and low， 到处的意思。例如 ，Jack searched high and low for his lost wallet, but in vain. 杰克到处寻找他遗失的钱包，但徒劳无功。常见的还有 ins and outs， 意思是详细情形、细节。例如 I know they have made a plan to improve the situation, but I don't know the ins and outs of it. 我知道他们定了一个计划来改善这个情况，但我不知道这个计划的细节。我们接着看到第一段的第二句， As a black woman living in the American South in the early 20th century, she has a hard life. 身为一名生活在西元20世纪初期美国南方的黑人女性，他过着艰苦的生活。这句的现在分词 living 是关系代名词当主格省略后的分词构句。原来的句子是 As a black woman who lives in the American South， who 在形容词子句里当主格，省略过后，因为 lives 是主动语态，所以就变成了 ving living。 我们再看第一段最后一句的后半部分，So she runs off with a charismatic man named Jody. 所以她和一位充满个人魅力名叫乔哥的男人跑掉了。这句本来是 So she runs off with a charismatic man who is named Jody. Who 在这句也是当主格，省略过后，因为 is named 是被动语态，所以连 is 也一起省略，只留下 VPP named。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about Janie Crawford in our featured novel, Their Eyes Were Watching God. So Janie Crawford has had her fair share of ups and downs. She was supposed to marry a reliable man, but she had her own idea. She married a charismatic man named Jody. He became a mayor and a successful landlord. But Janie isn't satisfied with her life, however. Jody is charismatic, yes, and he's probably very successful, but still, she's not satisfied. Jody won't allow her to interact with the townspeople because he feels they're too poor. So maybybe Janie wants to have friends and interact with the people of the town. That's the townspeople, the local people there. To interact with them means to get to know them, to have conversations with them, to do things with them, maybe play croquet or whatever they do down south there. But, hey, he's kind of, how would you describe this man? He's kind of possessive of Janie. He doesn't want her to interact with those people. Don't talk to those people. They are poor, and I'm a rich landlord. I don't want you mingling with those lowlifes.
Oh, and we are going to find out that Janie's a very independent lady. So she doesn't like this. I wouldn't either, to be honest. He wants Janie to submit to his orders so he can boost his image. Well, they're married. He's not her boss. He's not her king. What's going on? If you submit to someone, you accept that they have authority over you, or that they have more strength or some sort of force that's stronger than your own. We have to submit to the king if we live in a country with a king. He's got authority over us. Although nowadays, I know the king or the queen in England doesn't really make anyone submit to her. But some husbands become very possessive. They're jealous. And this is the kind of husband Jody has turned out to be. I don't think that Janie ever expected this. If you want to boost your image, you want to make yourself look better than you really are. You want people to have a good impression of you. You want your reputation to be really positive. And so he wants Janie to do what he wants her to do. He's kind of ordering her to do these things so that he looks better.
I guess you would look good if your wife obeys you and does everything you say. At least at that time, I suppose that's how things were. So he wants her to obey his orders, to accept his authority. And after 20 years of living this way, Janie finally snaps. It doesn't mean snap your fingers like that so much, but it means that you finally break. You just can't take it anymore, and you make a big decision to change things. Sometimes it kind of means you go crazy, too. Maybe you work at a stressful job for a long time, and you finally just snap. One day you just go crazy. You tip over your desk. You throw papers all over the place, and somebody has to come and take you off in a straitjacket, and you have to live in a mental institution for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, I think it just means she just can't accept it anymore. She says, no, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, you can snap either by losing your temper in a big way or actually losing your mind, like Tom was talking about, where you go crazy. A lot of murders that happen within families happen when a family member snaps and they end up killing someone that they probably loved in the past. Okay. So Janie snaps and she berates Jody in public. If you berate somebody, you mot have it. That's the first thing that comes to mind. You really yell at them. You tell them why they're bad. You can't stand them. You know, you're yelling at them in public. Remember, he is a politician. This is very embarrassing to Jody. If you embarrass someone, you make them feel ashamed. And usually you can only embarrass someone if other people are seeing it. If she berates him in private, who cares? But other people are watching his wife, you know, tell him that he's not so great. So he's, of course, embarrassed or shamed. That's how he ends up feeling.
Yeah, he loses face big time. So in response, he beats her badly. I assume he probably does this in the privacy of their own home. So when he gets home, how dare you say that to me? Get on your knees. And he starts to beat her badly.
Boo.
And after this ordeal, their marriage breaks down, as you might expect. It breaks down. They cannot continue their marriage anymore. And Jody falls ill for some reason. This is an ordeal, which is a difficult situation. To break down means it is no longer as perfect or as structured as it was before. It's starting to fall apart, basically. And Jody then gets sick. Maybe as a result of this, my marriage is falling apart. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. People don't respect me. I'll never get reelected to office again. I'm going to lose all my property. So he falls ill. He gets sick. And when he dies, Janie feels a sense of freedom and relief. Phew! My master, my jailer is gone, and I'm free, and I feel, a sense of relief.
Yeah, I'm glad he's gone, too. He was a bad dude. Well, in the next paragraph, it starts out with shortly after Jody's death, Janie falls in love with a younger man. Good for Janie. His name is Tea Cake, which is kind of a crazy name, but it's his nickname. Mm. If you give someone a nickname, he was nicknamed, so somebody else gave him this name, Tea Cake. Maybe he liked to eat tea cakes. We're not really sure, but this is the younger man that she goes for. This shocks a lot of townspeople who believe Tea Cake is using Janie for her money. Remember, Jody had a lot of property, and with property comes wealth, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you own land and own buildings that are on the land, you usually have some money. Janie doesn't care what other people think, though. She sells Jody's properties and moves back to her hometown with Tea Cake. Property is one of those tricky English words that can be countable and non-count. We talked about the property that Jody owned, but you can also talk about his properties, which means you're kind of dividing up every single property and talking about them as singular, more or less, than as just he owns property. But he owns a lot of properties in different parts of the town. She says goodbye to the property. She sells all those pieces of property, and then takes the money and moves back to her hometown with her young toy boy, as we call them. And we call her a cougar because she goes after a younger guy. She moves back to her hometown with Tea Cake.
That's right. And he's, got a really nice personality as well. So it says here he becomes a popular figure there thanks to his wit and kind nature. So, yes, back in her hometown, Tea Cake gets to be known by the local people there, and he becomes a popular person, a popular figure, because he's got great wit, which means a very intelligent sense of humor.
Yeah,
he knows how to say really witty, really intelligent, and funny things, and he's got a kind nature, which means he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but he's got a kind nature as opposed to Jody, who was a jerk. He was charismatic, but he was a jerk. 2 years later, a powerful hurricane sweeps through town. A hurricane is a typhoon, but it happens in a different part of the world. Typhoon, hurricane, cyclone are the same thing, but are located in different parts of the world, so they have different names. So there's that. If a hurricane sweeps through town, it comes through quickly and leaves quickly, too. During that storm, Tea Cake is bitten by a dog and contracts rabies. You can contract a disease. So that's how we're using this word. It's not a contract. It's not a hoyue. It's to contract or become ill with something. And it's usually a type of a disease. Rabies is something that's scary. Rabies usually comes from a dog or
bats.
Bats, yeah. Or a raccoon. We had a raccoon that got rabies, too.
And if you get bit and you don't treat it soon enough, basically it's a death sentence. There's really no cure for it.
You can die, yeah.
You will die if you don't treat it. But the disease makes Tea Cake mentally ill, which I understand does happen if you have rabies. You kind of go crazy before you die.
Mm-hmm.
And he believes that Janie is cheating on him, which means he thinks that she has another boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
And when he attacks her, Janie is forced to kill him in self-defense. That does happen sometimes if someone's trying to kill you. Well, you got to do something. And when you defend yourself, you might actually kill the other person in the process. So that's killing someone in self-defense. So it's not murder.
Right. You have a reason for killing someone. Afterward, she is found not guilty of murder. If you're guilty, it means you actually did commit the crime that you were accused of. It sounds like she went to go on to a trial where in America, usually 12 people decide whether you're guilty or innocent. They never say you're innocent. They always say guilty or not guilty. Perhaps there wasn't enough evidence to commit or to convict you of murder. Murder is when someone kills another person intentionally on purpose.
And although the townspeople gossip about her, Janie feels at peace with herself and the decisions she has made in her life. So, yes, the people are going to gossip. They're going to talk about her. Did you hear about Janie? What happened with her? Oh, I can't believe it. Blah, 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 blah. That's gossip. But she still feels at peace. Well, they're talking about me behind my back. Yes, but I believe I've done the right thing. And it does sound to us that she did the right things as well. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
文章的第二段提到 Jody 后来成为了市长，但 Jenny 却失去了自由，因为 Jody 要 Jenny 什么都听他的。 Jenny 有一天再也忍不住，两人的婚姻因此破裂。我们看到第二段的倒数第二句， After this ordeal, their marriage breaks down and Jody falls ill. 这场磨难之后，他们的婚姻破裂，而乔哥生病了。名词 ordeal是指 a terrible or painful experience that continues for a period of time, 也就是持续一段时间的苦难或折磨。例如 ,When his company went bankrupt, Peter was beginning to wonder whether he could survive the ordeal. 当彼得的公司破产时，他开始想他是否能熬过这场苦难。另外我们看到这一句有一个片语 ,break down, 在本句是指关系或讨论破裂或失败。Breakdown 的其他常见意思还有机器或车子故障，例如 John was late for work because his car broke down halfway. 约翰上班迟到，因为他的车子半路故障。而情绪失控或崩溃，例如 On hearing her son's death, Susan broke down and wailed. 一听到他儿子的死亡，苏珊情绪失控并痛哭。另外 breakdown 还有分解的意思，例如 After animals die, their bodies will be broken down by bacteria. 在动物死后，他们的身体将会被细菌分解。文章的第三和第四段提到，在 Jody 过世后， Jenny 嫁给了一名年纪比她小的男子 Tea Cake。 Tea Cake 和 Jody 不同的是，两人的婚姻虽然也是悲剧收场，但 Jenny 总算得到了自我认同。我们看到最后一段的第二句 During the storm, Tea Cake is bitten by a dog and contracts rabies. 在暴风雨中，查凯哥被一只狗咬到并感染了狂犬病。动词 contract 在本句中是感染疾病的意思。其他表示感染疾病的用法还有 come down with, 例如 Tim came down with a cold and had to take a day off work. 提姆染上感冒必须请假一天不上班。另外还有 be infected with, infected, I-N-F-E-C-T-E-D. 例如 thousands of people in West Africa have been infected with the Ebola virus. 西非有数千人染上了伊波拉病毒。以上就是今天的课程，谢谢收听。
Okay, guys, well, that's just the plot of the book, Their Eyes Were Watching God. In our next program, we're going to talk about American author Zora Neale Hurston, who is long gone, but she had an interesting life. We'll talk about her then. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
See ya.